This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We've been threatened with lawsuits and they just scream and pout and whine.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're going to poison the public with their products? I'm going to expose them, and I'm not going to back down.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
America is on drugs. Literally. I just saw a recent study that said 38% of the adult population in the United States was prescribed opioids. Yeah, more than a third prescribed opioids, addictive painkillers. More than a third of the adults in the United States. When I saw the statistic, I said, are you kidding me? And by the way, that was, they used data from the year 2015. So that was one third of U.S. adults, well, 38% from the year 2015 were prescribed opioids. Doesn't mean everybody took them all year long, but sometime during the year they took them. That's a lot of drugs, a lot of mind-altering drugs. And that's on top of all the other drugs that people are taking. You've got people taking psychiatric drugs such as antidepressants and antipsychotics, and other types of prescription medications that are painkillers or mind-altering drugs. It's astonishing. If you look at the amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs, most adults. Maybe statin drugs or blood pressure drugs or diabetes drugs or sleep drugs or who knows what. And then on top of that, you've got all of the hormone disruptors in the food supply. You've got the plasticizer chemicals, the BPA, you know, bisphenol A, and other variations of plasticizer chemicals. You've also got atrazine, which is a gender bender chemical that's used in agriculture. It's called the chemical castrator. It literally castrates the male hormones in men and quite literally makes them more feminine. And look up atrazine.news, by the way, is a website I've got where you can learn more about atrazine. It's just one of many chemicals that are called gender bender chemicals. They either interfere with sex hormones or they alter them or they sometimes augment them in a negative way where you have too much of certain hormones and not enough of others and things can get out of whack. And this is, you know, and then on top of all that, you've got the recreational drugs. So everybody's smoking up pot in Colorado and Nevada and California and other places where it's legalized for recreational use. You know, use of the drug is now through the roof in those places. So people are smoking pot in very large quantities. And they're doing meth and heroin on top of that, plus the psychiatric drugs, plus the hormone disruptors, plus the prescription opioids from time to time when they can get those. You know, the conclusion to all this is what I opened this with. America is on drugs. And what's frustrating about this is that those of us who are lifelong sober people, you know, like I've never used recreational drugs ever, never even really consumed alcohol recreational, although I've tried it a few times and I have enjoyed a couple of glasses of wine in my life. But I'm not an alcohol consumer. I'm not I don't smoke. I don't drink coffee. I just don't use any of these drugs. But as a lifelong sober person, I am just shocked at how difficult it is now to communicate with a population that is largely drugged out, where you try to talk about simple issues like basic math or economics or science or medicine, and it just doesn't get through to people anymore. I think because so many people are on drugs. It's just, you can't even really debate rationally anymore about any of the hot button topics, you know, whether it's climate change or transgenderism, you know, versus genetics, chemistry, heavy metals contamination, the food supply, you know, pharmaceuticals and medicine, environmental issues, economics, national debt, fiat currency, on and on. It's just almost impossible to talk to anybody about these issues anymore. Because so many people are drugged out, they don't really understand much. And I know you're the exception if you're listening to this, and I know that there are still plenty of smart, aware people in the world, and I'm glad there are. You know, thank goodness. But such a large percentage of the population is drugged out now, it's getting pretty scary. You know what I mean? And you just can't even cover these issues anymore. You know, like California was trying to pass that free healthcare bill that was going to provide free healthcare to everyone, like unlimited state-run healthcare. And it was going to cost, I think, $400 billion a year, which is, I don't know, double or triple the entire state budget. And when, the voters didn't want to do the math on it, they just wanted their free stuff. Nobody could tell them that the state can't afford it. You can't pay for it if you don't have money to pay with. And those voters got crazy angry and started threatening the California lawmakers, death threatening them. It's just, the insanity is through the roof. I mean, and don't even get into the political arena. You know, you want to talk about insanity among people, just start talking about Clinton or Trump or any, you know, the DNC or the GOP. You just start mentioning anything in the realm of politics and everybody loses their minds. They go crazy. And I can't help but think a lot of this is drug induced. It really is. It's got to be. Humanity didn't used to be this way. What's different now? Everybody's on drugs. That's what's different. Everybody's on drugs. Well, almost everybody. I'm not on drugs. Maybe you're not on drugs, but a lot of people are on drugs. And if you think about it, go back into history. Look at how the British ran Hong Kong during the English occupation of Hong Kong. How did they control the population? Really? Opioid addiction. Well, opium at that time. Do you recall that little chapter of history of how the Chinese people were kept oppressed and suppressed and controlled by getting them all addicted onto opioid drugs? And that's how the King of England ruled Hong Kong. Until at some point, of course, they agreed to turn it over to the mainland Chinese after a 99-year lease or whatever it was. But, you know, a couple hundred years ago, or less, during the occupation, it was opium. They just drugged the crap out of the Chinese people there, and that's how they controlled them. Well, now look in America. How do the globalists control the sheeple of America? They do it by drugging everybody into a state of oblivion, where you no longer have your rational mind. You no longer have the desire to be an innovator or to step outside the box and think for yourself. All these drugs in aggregate, they sap your will to be a free-thinking individual. They numb your soul. They turn you into a slave. It's a chemical enslavement of the population, and it has been done before throughout history, and it's happening again right now. And it's this combination of pharmaceutical drugs, you know, mind-altering drugs, as I've mentioned, as well as the legalization of unlimited recreational drug use, at least starting with marijuana, which has in many ways gone too far, by the way. I've always argued against the criminalization of marijuana and hemp, or any plant for that matter. But what's really happened in places like Colorado and California is that some people just overindulge in the smoking of pot and they end up, you know, drugged out. And they end up like drug-induced zombies in some cases. And that's what the system wants. They want everybody to be controllable. They want you to be malleable. They don't want you to think for yourself. They don't want you to, you know, to really have the ability to resist authority or to be your own person. They just want you to conform with the masses. It's all about the sheeple. Now, the average American voter is a drug-induced member of the sheeple herd. That's how bad it has become. I mean, 38% of adults were prescribed opioids in 2015. That's crazy. How could 38% of the population need addictive prescription painkillers? Seriously, what is wrong with this nation and this culture that so many people need prescription painkiller drugs? It just seems like something is totally out of whack. And so, gosh, you look at how society is imploding now. You look at how the rationality is totally gone and everything's falling apart, it seems like it. And people can't agree on anything and they fight with each other. And there's radical left-wing groups now, like, what's this one called? Something Rednecks. It's a left-wing group, yeah. And it's Something Rednecks, and they have posted material on their website that you can download and learn how to make bombs and bomb government buildings and execute people and all this. And like, or Redneck Resistance or something. And this has become normalized in our country. And you've got like CNN reporting that, oh, a transgender man just gave birth to a baby boy. Like, normalizing this idea that men can get pregnant and have children. It's like, what? Are you insane? No, men cannot have children. Women can have children. Men are sperm donors and women cannot donate sperm, just like men don't have ovaries. But even that is now considered, if you say that, which I have said numerous times, you're attacked as being anti-science, believe it or not. Yeah, I know. It's like if you say gravity accelerates objects at 9.8 meters per second, then you will be called a quack. No, gravity doesn't exist, they will say, or doesn't work the way you say it works. We have transgravity, which is gravity. It's up when you want it, and then it's down when you want it. You just choose the gravity you want. It's like transgravity, gravitism. You can just choose the gravity you want from moment to moment. You could say gravity makes things go up, right? And then if someone like me comes along and says, no, gravity only pulls things toward other masses, then you're labeled anti-science because everybody's gone insane. So, you know, was it Orwell who said that in an age of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act? Was that Orwell? I think it was. It's the same as true with science now. In an age of fake science and delusion, telling the truth or stating a scientific fact is also a revolutionary act because, again, everybody's gone so insane. Everybody's drug-induced. Everybody's high. Everybody's on addictive prescription medications. It's almost impossible to find someone over the age of 50 now who isn't on numerous, multiple mind-altering drugs. How do we survive as a society where voters determine who runs the country and the voters are all drugged out all the time? I'm not sure we do survive as a society, by the way. I think things are very precarious right now. We've got too many people using too many drugs and too much, you know, prescribing of drugs going on. And then at the same time, the government is censoring or oppressing the natural alternatives to that, such as CBD from hemp extract, that can replace opioid prescription painkillers in some cases. And yet, you know, the government is oppressing that, denying veterans access to that, and forcing people to take more toxic drugs. So now here we are, America on drugs. We have become a drugged out zombie nation. And the future is anyone's guess at this point. It could be totally insane. It could be a collapse. It could be secession. It could be civil war. Nobody really knows. But rationality is gone. There's no more reasonable debate anymore. There's no more real news from the mainstream media. It's all fake news. There's no more, you can't reason with people about science or evidence, especially on topics like global warming or climate change or vaccines for that matter. There's no ability to have an intelligent conversation with most people anymore. It's over. And when people talk, you've seen this on some Mark Dice videos where he's interviewing people. When people talk, for the most part, they are just spouting babbling nonsense. They have no idea what they're saying. There's no basis for anything they're saying. They're just rambling random nonsense as if they were intelligent, but they're not. I saw this one interview. This wasn't Mark Dice. This was somebody else that was interviewing a guy on the street about the Obamacare premiums going up. premiums being, of course, how much you're paying for Obamacare, and it keeps getting more and more expensive. So they went out on the street and they were talking to this guy about the premiums are going up. And the guy was like, yeah, that's awesome. And the person asking the question said, well, what are you going to do with all those extra premiums? Because premium sounds like a positive thing. He's like, what are you going to do with those premiums? You're going to buy a TV? And the guy answered the question. He's like, yeah, I think we'll just, you know, maybe go out to eat, you know, whatever. We'll use the premiums in a good way or whatever. And any rational person listening to this is like, what? WTF, man. What is wrong with your head? Premiums are not bonuses for you. It's a higher cost. But for these Americans that are just clueless sheeple, they will just go on and talk and talk and talk about something that makes no sense whatsoever. And they think, in their mind, they think it makes sense. Like Mark Dice would go up to people on the beach, the boardwalk, and he would say, this was during before the election, during the campaign last year, and he would say, well, what do you think about you know, Hillary Clinton choosing John Wilkes Booth as her running mate or whatever? He would pick a name, or like Karl Marx, you know, and the person on camera would say, oh, that's a great choice. Yeah, she, Hillary knows what she's doing, and Karl Marx must be a really qualified person, whatever. They would just talk total nonsense because they're all drugged out. Okay. They're drugged out zombies. They are literally drugged out zombies. Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people. It's already here. It's everybody lining up at CVS Pharmacy and Walmart pharmacies. The zombie apocalypse is here now. They just look like voters. Seriously, that's how bad it has become. In any case, all right. Well, I hope this gave you something to think about. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. More commentary for naturalnews.com. Check out our website if you want to be informed. And if you're not afraid to explore the realm of politically incorrect truth, science, and medicine, and other topics. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.